May 2nd, John Hagee.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
John Hagee is the founder and senior pastor of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, a non-denominational evangelical church with more than 22,000 active members. He has served the Lord in the gospel ministry for more than 60 years and reached international audiences through his radio and television ministry. Pastor Hagee founded John Hagee Ministries, which is telecast to the United States and Canada. He also founded the organization Christians United for Israel. On this date in history, Pastor Hagee opened a home for orphans.
In the face of hopelessness, a godly man takes action. When John Hagee was 15 years old, he was the assistant athletic director at a home for orphans. Every day he would go to work and he would see the hopelessness of the orphans. He would hear the edge in their voices that said they were afraid to hope. He felt their loneliness. Every Friday was visitation day, and they would talk about who was coming to see them. "My mom is coming to see me," or "My mom is coming to get me in a blue car," or "My dad is coming to see me." Whether anyone was coming or not, Hagee grieved for the little boys hanging on the fence outside and waiting for someone to come. Week after week, they would wait, but no one came. Eventually, it dawned on them that they were alone. They got it. No one was coming, and no one cared. Sadness overtook them. Rejection became the norm in their lives. Hagee knew there had to be a solution. He thought, "I know we cannot change the world. I know it is an ocean of pain, but it is wrong to see a need and not help that need to the level that God helps you." He just did not know what the solution was at that moment. The concrete plan came 60 years later. After Hagee let the Holy Spirit grow and water his heart through his many years of ministry, his vision of providing a home for single mothers to meet their needs was finally becoming a reality. His vision for this home was not just a safe place for mothers, but a place where medical care would be provided, parental training would be given, counseling, educational opportunities, and job placement services would be offered, all with no financial obligations. Hagee knew the vision had been created in his 15-year-old heart. Replaying the memories of kids hanging on the fence pleading for someone to come solidified his desire for change. "We cannot help them all, but we can help some," he said, "and we should." In James 1:27, we are told, "Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for the orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. It has been said, do for one what you wish you could do for all." Has God put a burden on your heart for someone in need? Have you not acted because the burden feels so overwhelming? Is God calling you to do for one what you wish you could do for all? Today, are you willing to pray and ask God what steps He is directing you to take to help someone else in need? In the face of hopelessness, a godly man takes action.
Man, Chuck Stecker here. I'm the executive director of A Chosen Generation. Our story today, May 2nd, is John Hagee. Powerful story, but perhaps not for the same reasons that we would think about it. I want to remind you that at age 15, God broke John Hagee's heart by seeing the orphans. John Hagee had the patience to wait until God told him specifically to do something about it. and then he had the courage to act. Challenge today is a pretty simple one in saying it. It's a very difficult one in living it out. And that is simply this. Are you willing to pray and ask God to break your heart with the things that break His heart? Tough prayer. Because when God breaks your heart, He does it for a reason. So to give you the eyes to see, the ears to hear, the heart to feel, are you willing to ask God, God, break my heart with the things that break your heart? But then there's two more steps. To ask God to give you the patience to wait until He tells you to move. For John Hagee, age 15, till he was a senior pastor. And then the final part of the prayer is, God, will you give me the courage to trust you and act when you call me to? Break my heart with the things that break your heart, Father. Give me the patience to know the exact time to move. And give me the courage to trust you and act. Chuck Stecker here, man. We got a lot to do, don't we?